If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good Sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
9:49, quickly to DeLeon Colon-Burgos, who is with Colorado State University. Their hurricane forecast is out. Good morning, Professor. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm okay. You know, I was out doing some yard work on Saturday. It was miserably hot and humid, and the only thing I could think of was come June 1st, it's going to be hurricane season. And while I love living here, Katrina changed all of that. Although Katrina missed us, that was due to the failure of the levee system. But it just now, every June 1st, I just hate hurricane season until the end of November. But I guess the climate has something to do with that. Tell me what your forecast shows for this year.
Yes. So from Colorado State University, we're forecasting 17 named storms, 9 hurricanes, and of those 9, 4 that could become a major category. That's category 3, 4, 5, based on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane scale.
And when it comes to previous years, say last year, for example, how does that compare?
Yeah, so last year, the waters of the Atlantic Ocean were extremely warm. So we were forecasting a very hyperactive season. So definitely this year, the numbers are not as high as last year's. But I would say still with it's still an above-average season compared to climatology in the past 30 years.
And why is that?
So two main factors. The warm or the ocean waters in the Atlantic are still relatively warm and above average. And as we know, well, those warm waters are like the gasoline for the storms to intensify. So that's a very important factor to consider in our forecast. And also, the second factor for this, like, above-average season is the unlikeliness of having an El Niño neutral or El Niño oscillation by the peak of the season. So right now in ENSO or El Niño Southern Oscillation, we are in La Niña, but we're trending towards changing towards neutral. But, yeah, based on the last forecast from NOAA, the odds of having El Niño by the peak of hurricane season are about 13%, so pretty low. So by peak of the season, we're expecting a neutral or El Niño conditions, which would decrease the vertical wind shear, and that helps storms intensify easier.
I always get this confused. El Niño is good for us. We want that, right?
Right, right. So this is a phenomenon that happens in the Pacific Ocean, but it has like teleconnections to the Atlantic Ocean. So El Niño phase would increase the vertical wind shear. So just like the change of magnitude and direction as we go vertically in the atmosphere, and that would basically make the storms collapse. But in La Niña, those vertical wind shear decreases, so it's a lot easier for the storm to And tons of firewood, it doesn't have like that wind pushing the structure, right?
So the warm Atlantic waters, that's the gasoline that fuels it. If El Nino is in place, that produces wind shear, which will kind of put that fire out in a lot of ways. Accurate?
Yeah, if neutral or La Nina conditions would be there, we wouldn't have much vertical wind shear, which is a lot easier. Yeah.
So, real quick, Professor, before we let you go, is there any way that any prediction about if these things turn toward the Atlantic seaboard or the Eastern seaboard as opposed to the Gulf? Can you tell that right now, or each event is individual and distinct?
Yeah, in terms of track, it's really hard to say something right now. We can just talk about probabilities. And this is because the tracks are very dependent on the environmental conditions at the time of development. So there's no way of knowing that this in advance. So we can only talk about probabilities of impact based on historical record. So we do run probabilities for the Gulf and the East Coast as well, based on what has happened in the history and how our forecast could alter that. So right now for this forecast, our probability of having at least one major hurricane making landfall in 2025 for the Gulf Coast are around 33%, and then the East Coast about 26%. But again, this is just based on probabilities from historical record, and there's no really way of knowing if the Gulf is going to be impacted this season or how many times.
Each is an individual event. I appreciate your time. I really do.
Right.
DeLeon Colon-Burgos, graduate research assistant with the CSU Seasonal Hurricane Forecast Team. I hope you're dead wrong, and I hope there are none of them, but I know that's not going to be the case. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you so much.
All right, 9:54, 6 till 10, quick break. Then we'll find out what Newell's got planned for us today here on WWL.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.